请我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们也许一辈子没有办法了解你奇妙的爱。
Lord, perhaps through our lifetime, we cannot understand your love.
当我们听见诗班把这样的一个奥秘唱在我们面前的时候，
Yet today, the choir sends such a mystery in front of us.
主耶稣，你不与神同等为强夺的，却来到人间成为人的样式。
You were not treasured yourself because of your precious position, yet your word became flesh.
你不只是取了奴仆的形象，而且为我们死在十字架上。
Not only you took the image of a slave, but also you died on the cross for us.
主啊，我们永远没有办法了解这一个真理的奥秘。
Lord, perhaps forever we could not truly understand such a love, such a mystery.
只有求你在主的灵里面启示在我们的心中。
Only through your spirit you will reveal those to us.
也只有这样，我们能够从心灵和诚实来敬拜你。
Only in such a way we can worship you with our heart.
既然主啊，我们来到这里敬拜你，但愿我们真的今天早上只见耶稣，不见一人。
So Lord, here we are this morning to worship you, so we will see no one but Jesus.
我们听到的是神的心声。
What we will hear is directly from you.
成为我们脚前的灯和路上的光。
Becomes lamp at our feet and becomes light on the road.
成为我们教会的引导。
Becomes the guide for our church.
听我们的祷告。
Please listen to our prayer.
把以下的时间恭敬地仰望你。
So give the following time to you.
奉耶稣基督的。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
请各位再翻回到诗篇第六十七篇。
So let's turn to Psalm chapter 67 again.
刚才我们已经同声同心地把它读了一遍。
The chapter that we just read through all together.
我们知道再过一个多礼拜，这是我们在这里一年一度要庆祝感恩节的时候。
In about a little more than a week, and we will gather again here to be thankful. It's a Thanksgiving day.
刚才我们所读的诗篇六十七篇，就是犹太人在庆祝丰收的时候的一篇感恩的诗。
Yes, indeed, Psalm 67 was the time when the Jewish people were giving their thanks to their Lord.
非常清楚的，作诗的人代表整个犹太人一个蒙恩的心态，写下了这一首诗篇。
Very clearly that the author of the psalm was on behalf of all the Jews to give thanks to the Lord.
在这个短短的七节的圣经里面，我们看见作诗的人给我们两个非常重要的一个提醒。
Although it's very short, only seven verses, but the author had two very important reminders for us.
这两个提醒跟感恩节有关系，跟我们的拆船月也有关系。
Both of these are related with the month of Thanksgiving as well as with the month of mission.
第一个，我们在这里看见的诗篇的作者告诉我们神恩典的内容是什么。
The first point gives us the content of his blessing.
第二，诗篇的作者提醒我们神赐给我们恩典的目的是什么。
The second point he showed us his purpose.Of giving us blessing.
让我们先看到底在这一个七节的圣经里面，神恩典的内涵是什么呢？
So let's look first. What is the content of his blessing?
非常明显的，在第六节，作诗的人告诉我们说，地已经出了土产。
So in verse 6, clearly stated that the land will yield its harvest.
非常显明的，这个作诗的人为着上帝在丰富的供应里面，他从心里面献上感恩。
Very clearly, the author wanted to give his thanks to the Lord because the Lord has provided.
记得去年在感恩节的时候，我曾经问弟兄姊妹两个问题。
I remember a year ago, I posed two questions to you.
我就问弟兄姊妹，在过去一年没有生过病的举手。
I asked for those who were never sick during last year, please raise your hand.
那么我们发现有几个人实在是身体健康，举着手说，他们有生命就看看很孤单，因为好像大多数的人在一年365天里面都有一点小病，大概起码都有。
A great majority had illness at least once.
然后呢，我又问，我说在你们中间这一年之内没有出过车祸的请举手。
Then I ask again, any one of you had never had any car accident, can raise your hand.
那么发现这两种举手人都不多，所以证明一年之内呢，生病的、出车祸的，还是相当的多。
Many of us had at least been sick for once, but a few of us had a car accident.
但是当我问的这些问题的时候，我最后说，不管举手的，没有举手的，我们到了感恩节的时候，我们都应该感恩。
Whether you raise your hand for one reason or the other, or did never raise your hand, but we all wanted to be thankful.
没有生过病，没有出过车祸，当然要感恩。
You've never been sick and you've never been involved in an automobile accident, of course you should be thankful.
你生过病出过车祸，今天坐在这里，是不是也应该感恩呢？
Even if you had some problems in the past, but you are able to sit here to worship the Lord, that we also want to be thankful.
因为在你生病的时候，你经历了主的医治。
Because when you were ill and you experienced the Lord's comfort.
因为你在车祸里面有主的保守。
When during your car accidents, you were protected by the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们实在求主帮助我们，让我们会有一个感恩的心。
So let the Lord teach us with a heart of thanksgiving.
中国人说，知足者常乐也。我们越会感恩，我们就是一个喜乐的人。
And as the old Chinese proverb says, happy are those who are always satisfied.
我常常说，虽然这杯子是半空的，但是我们起码应该为半满的来感谢主。
Even though the cup may be only half full.Maybe half empty, but we ought to be thankful for half full.
我们要为着身体的健康，丰衣足食，我们要感谢主。
We ought to give thanks to the Lord because we're healthy, because we are never lack.
有一次在一个信徒的家里面，他们在吃饭，那么那个传道人就看见那个信徒家摆出来的饭碗。
So one day, when in the family, when they were having a meal, and they saw the bowl that was holding the meal, the dishes was holding the meal.
那么那个碗呢？它旁边烧了。一首诗在那个碗上面。
On the side of the bowl, there was a poem.
那我不知道这个诗要怎么翻译哈，你们为他祷告。那第一句话说：有人能吃没有饭，有人有饭不能吃。我今有饭又能吃，感谢天父的厚恩。一句一句来哈，就是有人能吃没有饭。
Some are able to eat but a lack of meal.
有人是有饭不能吃。
Some have abundantly with meal, but are not able to eat.
我今有饭又能吃。
But today, I'm able to eat, and I have my meal.
感谢天父的大恩。
I give such a blessing, many thanks to our Lord.
好不好？哎，我希望我能够找到这个饭碗，拿到小书房来卖，一定一下就销光了。
I hope we can purchase such a ball and have them for sale at the bookstore.
因为我发现今天这个时代，很多人最不高兴、最不快乐、最不平安、最吵闹的时候，就在家里面，大家团圆在一起吃饭的时候。
The most argumentative time of your day is usually around the meal table.
甚至呢，每一次我们没有泄愤祷告，就读这四行字，我想对我们都有很大的帮助。
Such a point can also maybe used as our when we say in grace.
在第六节里面，我们清楚地看见，这个作诗的人有这样一个心态，为着神在物质上面的享受，物质上面的供应，感谢神。
So the author of this psalm clearly giving thanks to the Lord for material providing.
不错，有人有饭，但是我能够这不能吃；有人也能吃，但是没有饭。我今天两样都有，我能够不感谢吗
？So some maybe wanted to eat but didn't have it, and some could have it but couldn't eat. But I have both.
弟兄姊妹，让我们起码为着神在这一方面的恩典，不要做一个忘恩负义的人。
So we should always be thankful for Lord's able to provide us.
但是这一首诗，如果你深入的思想的时候，里面会有一些值得我们被提醒的事情。
But again, even at such a simple point, it is also can serve as a reminder to us.
我把这个诗稍微改变一下，也能够代表许多人的心情。
If I turn this point around a little bit, can also be representative of your mental.
怎么改呢？我把它改成这样：有人能吃没有饭。有人有饭不能吃，我今没饭又不能吃，生气上帝不给恩。
The same for the first two verses. And then says, but today I have nothing, and although I cannot eat and I am not able, so I blame this to the Lord.
许多的时候，我们看见有好处来的时候，我们会感谢，但是等这些好处拿掉的时候，我们就完全。忘记了神的恩典不说，我们向我们的神挥拳头表示我们的生气。
So, sometimes we're able to give thanks because we're blessed, but sometimes when the blessing is gone, has left us, we turn our blame to our Lord.
为什么今天神的儿女会向上帝生气？
Why is it today that the Lord's children were turning against the Lord?
因为我们太容易把上帝的恩典把它物质化。
Because we can easily simply turn his blessings into materialism.
弟兄姊妹，请各位不要误会我的意思。
I don't want you to misunderstand me.
上帝可以用物质来代表他的恩典放在他的儿女的身上。
Yes, indeed, material things can be used to represent his blessing.
在第六节就很明显地告诉我们说，神已经让他的土让他的地能够出了土产。
Because indeed, on verse 6 says the land will yield its harvest.
但是如果回过头来看第一节的时候，我们发现这个享受土产的这个作诗的人有第一节的祷告。
Yet if we start from the first verse, we see how the author of this psalm has a different thinking.
他说：“愿神怜悯我们，愿神赐福于我们，用他的脸来光照我们。”
He says, "May God be gracious to us and bless us and make His face shine upon us."
换句话说，这个作诗的人在这里向神求那个超物质或者非物质的那个祝福。
In other words, the first thing this person ask the Lord is something which is above material.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们让容许我再说一遍，今天神是会给我们一些物质的祝福。我们在旧约圣经里面看到很多这样的见证。
We see many testimonies in the Bible and see how the Lord blessed us with materials.
我们看见亚伯拉罕是一个证明，看见亚伯拉罕神大大的把那些牛羊，把那些丰富的田产，把许多的好处，物质的好处给了他。
We see how the Lord had blessed Abraham with much of the material possessions.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天早上我愿意接着诗篇六十七篇提醒我们每一个人，在这个感恩节的时候，让我们懂得怎么样有深度的来感恩。
But I want to remind you again, this in the month of Thanksgiving, how we can give our thanks to the Lord with the proper depth.
刚刚过的礼拜二是十一月十号。
The last Tuesday was November 10th.
那么是家母离开我们回到天家刚好满一个月的时间。
It's the monthly anniversary of my mother's passing away from this earth.
我一个人就带了一束花，也带了我的圣经，到我们教会的墓地，到那边花了一段的时间。
I brought a bunch of flowers and my Bible. I went to the cemetery.
在一到那里的时候，我实在突然有一个很强烈的对家母的怀念。
As I arrived there, I had a strong emotion of missing her.
在过去一个多月甚至三四个月的时间，有许多的弟兄姊妹说，哎呀，我们实在看见李牧师心里面有平静安稳的心。
And through the last month and perhaps even several months in the past, and how many of you has said that you could see the peace in my heart.
我愿意把荣耀归给主，真的，在过去这段时间，神给我一种说不出来、出人意外的平安。
Yes, indeed, I want to give the glory to the Lord because the Lord has indeed blessed me with His peace.
那么在许多的地方，我觉得是神的恩典，让我能够在这样一个苦难、压力的里面，在弟兄姊妹的面前证明一件事情：神可以把平安给我们。
It is indeed His grace because it proved the fact, even in this extraordinary time, the Lord's peace is sufficient for me.
礼拜二，我一个人在那个坟墓那里，我痛哭了一场。
Yet last Tuesday, I couldn't hold back, and I cried out loudly.
我把心里面不可否认压抑在里面的一些痛苦，在神的面前痛痛快快地发泄出来。
Much of the sufferings, or much of the feelings in my heart, I poured out to the Lord.
虽然外面在痛哭，但是我心里面实在蛮有平安。
Although I was crying.But deep in my heart, I still experience peace.
我愿意在这里顺便也向着在我们中间还有一些慕道的朋友做这个见证。
So I wanted to give you this testimony.
在风平浪静的时候讲信仰，这没有什么稀奇。
It is nothing special if you're talking about your faith in peacetime.
但是我们说人不如意的事情，人生不如意的事情十有八九，难免我们会遇到挫折打击的时候。
But most part of a person's lifetime is encountering difficulties.
在你那样受挫折，当你遇到苦难的时候，你会发现你的信仰是真的。
During the setbacks and during the time of suffering, it is also the time you testify your faith.
将近一个钟头在那里的时间，我整理过去一段时间我自己的经历。
for about a whole hour, I was able to meditate upon my experience.
我想到一件事情，我在这里跟大家分享。
One thing came to my mind, I want to share it with you.
我想到上帝的慈爱，还有上帝的智慧。
It reminds me of the Lord's mercy and love and His wisdom.
今天有许多的人知道上帝是爱。
Many of you understand the Lord is love.
但是我们知道上帝的爱是充满智慧的爱。
But you also should know that His love is love of wisdom.
在我们中间有许多做父母亲的。
Many of us are parents.
我们知道我们对儿女有爱。
We understand that we do love our children.
但是我们常常反过来检讨，我们发现许多的爱是愚蠢的爱。
But on the other hand, as we re-examine ourselves, we find much of our love may be foolish.
我们不是常常大声疾呼地骂完了孩子以后，回到房间心里很后悔？我们有没有这样的经验呢？
Many times after we scold our children, we regret about it.
证明我们的爱是不完全。
That proves the fact our love is not complete.
请弟兄姊妹不要误会我的意思，我不是怀疑你的爱的本质。
Do not misunderstand me. I never question your motivation of your love.
我们是有这个爱。
Yes, indeed, we have the love.
但是我们的爱要从神那里来。但是我们更需要神给我们用智慧来平衡我们对人的爱。
Our love need to be originated from the Lord, and more so, we need His wisdom to balance our love.
从人的角度，从物质的角度来看，我的母亲离开了我。
From a person's flesh eye, from the worldly view, yes, indeed, my mother has left me.
弟兄姊妹，让我大胆地这样说。
But I want to tell you this boldly.
因为我母亲回到天家。
Because my mother is now in the hands of the Lord.
在过去这一个月，有的时候我会很冲动，突然想到一件事情，我要拿起电话来，要跟我母亲打电话。
And I had this urge in the last month, I want to call my mother on the telephone.
我就突然想到我父亲的心情。
Then it reminded me how my father's feeling.
我把我父亲带到 Boston 来的时候，
When I brought my father to Boston,
让他离开亚特兰大的那一个比较让他触景生情的环境。
So he was able to leave the Atlanta surroundings.
当他第一天晚上睡觉，第二天早上起来的时候。
And the very first night, after the first night, and when he woke up the next morning,
我进到他的房间去，跟他请安，然后跟他把窗帘打开。
So I entered his room to open up a shade in his room.
看见非常美丽的。这个秋天五彩缤纷的叶子就展现在那个窗的他的面前。
A very pretty, very beautiful, colorful foliage was presented in front of his window.
我听见我父亲情不自禁地说了一句话，回过头来对着床说：“妈咪，赶快起来看。”
I remember my father turned around and say, "Mommy, get up and look."
我站在那里听见他说这句话，我心里面有一种说不出来的感伤。也说不出来的感恩。
Yes, indeed, I feel very thankful, and I was also very moved.
那么过去一个月的时间，我一直有这样的感觉。
And I very often feel the same way throughout the whole month.
是的，在物质上，在看得见的这个世界里面，失去了一个我所爱、一个爱我的人。
Yes, indeed, in the eyes of this world, I have lost the one I deeply love.
但是让我大胆地说下面这句话。
But I want to boldly tell you this.
神的智慧是超过人的智慧。
The Lord's wisdom surpasses people's wisdom.
在神认为最好的时候把我母亲接去。
In the Lord's eye, He took my mother in the best time.
让我能够做一个更成熟的基督徒。
So I can become an even more mature Christian.
让我能够做一个各位更好的牧师。
So I can become a better pastor for you.
我十分的相信，这过去一个多月的时间，在灵性上我有相当的进步。
I'm deeply convinced my progress during the last month.
弟兄姊妹，这是个奥秘。
Yes, indeed, this is a mystery.
没有办法了解，没有办法解释。
This is something we just cannot explain with our words.
哪一个人喜欢自己所爱的人离开我们呢？
Who would like to let our beloved one to depart?
但是神的智慧却给我们看到，他把你所爱的拿去，却把那更好的来取代，赏赐给我们。
The Lord's wisdom is such that when He removes your most beloved, but in the meantime, He gives you tremendous grace.
弟兄姊妹，苦难不但使我们的灵命更成熟。
Suffering would not only make our grow more mature in spirit.
苦难使我们在这样一个受苦的环境里面，为主做有力的见证。
suffering will also make us able to be a better testimony for him.
弟兄姊妹，容许我从心里面说这句话。
Brothers and sisters, I'm speaking this from the deep bottom of my heart.
今天社会和教会的经济不景。
The economic recession in this society and also in this church.
弟兄姊妹，这是上帝的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, this is the grace of our Lord.
我越来越往这一方面想的时候，我心里面越有这样强烈的感觉。
I'm deeply convicted by this direction.
神让我们进到这个房子里面来。
The Lord wants us to enter this building.
神让我们有这样的一个属灵的殿。
He led us to have this spiritual temple.
但是让我们在不景气的里面，使我们不骄傲。
So during the recession, we are never.To be too proud.
如果我们今天进到这里，什么都顺利，什么都发达，什么都好，今天我们会谦卑地来到主面前吗？
If everything is going smoothly in our way, can we still be humble?
今天我们从教会的角度这样看，亲爱的慕道的朋友们，在你的苦难的环境里面，也有上帝奇妙的恩典在。
So if you are a seeker here today.And you should look at your life and see the Lord's grace in your life.
我不会忘记我在大学的时候曾经跟一个老先生到台北的监狱里面布道的事情。
I could never forget when I was a student how I went to the prison with an elderly person to preach the gospel.
这个老长老的姓很特别，是哪里的哪啊？我们中国人很少有这个姓哪的。那个哪老先生哪说年轻人去布道。
So this elderly person, his last name is Huer.
那天我们进到的监牢是女监，就是只有妇女的监牢去布道。
It's a woman's prison.
她用国语讲道，我跟她用台湾话翻译。
So this elderly person, he was preaching in Mandarin, and I was translating it into Taiwanese.
哦，他在那里讲道的时候，越讲越有劲儿，越讲越激动。
So he got eventually got very excited during his preaching.
他就对着那些女犯人讲。
Then he was facing those women prisoners.
说你们知道你们为什么关在这里吗？
He says, "Why do you think you've been in prison here?"
我告诉你，因为上帝爱你们。
Let me tell you, it's because the Lord loves you.
马上下面有个女犯人说，上帝就不爱你，因为你不在这里。
Then the rebuttal was, "The Lord must not love you because you are not in prison."
哎呀，我站在旁边跟那犯人觉得很不自在。我站在他旁边，犯人觉得很不自在，跟你现在一样。
I was trying my best to be his interpreter.
因为我发现这句话我也说不出来，我翻不出来。
Because I found it very difficult to translate.
我怎么以一个自由身跑到受监禁的这些人，告诉他们你们关监牢是因为神爱你们。
How can I say that I'm the one who was freedom, but tell a prisoner that you are in prison because of Lord's grace?
我真的那个时候不明白。
I just couldn't understand.
我现在慢慢明白这位拿老先生说的话。
But now I begin to see his point.
当然，你要讲这样一个很重要、很对的真理的时候，需要求主给智慧，这是没有错的。
Indeed, if you want to preach this way, you need the wisdom from the Lord.
但是我们很清楚地看见一件事情：神兴起环境来，你不要那么快挥手向他生气，因为神有他的美意在里面。
So do not be angry with the Lord as you do not understand your surroundings, because the Lord has His wisdom.
神兴起这些环境，让我们谦卑。
So the Lord make up an environment so we can be humble.
而且神借着这样不景气的情形里面，让我们为他做见证。
So through such a recession, we can still be His testimony.
不景气是一个普遍的现象。
A recession is worldwide.
当非基督徒不景的时候，让他们看见基督徒也有不景的时候。
So let the non-Christians to see the recession will hit the Christians as well.
弟兄姊妹，让我们学会在不景的里面，让我们知道怎么样为主见证。
So we can learn how to be His testimony even during the recessions.
所以求主第一，让我们今年过一个有深度的感恩节。
So let us have a Thanksgiving with a true.Thanksgiving in our hearts.
所以在这里我们看到诗篇的作者不只是给我们提醒说这个感恩是它的内容是什么。
So not only this author introduced the content of his Thanksgiving.
我们也看到他施恩的目的是什么。
We also see the purpose of the Lord's blessing.
今天如果大家看周报就知道我今天讲到的题目是上帝的普世计划跟我。
So if you read the bulletin, you will find out the topic for this morning's sermon is called The Lord's Plan in World Evangelism and Me.
那么我为什么会提这个题目呢？有两个因素，有两个背景。
Why do I use this topic? There are two reasons.
那么各位如果打开今天的周报，我们有这个一年一度这个差传年会的时候那个信心认献单。
If you open your bulletin, you will find the faith pledge.A form for this year's mission conference.
那么我们说今年的差传月的这个主题是什么呢？
What is the theme of this mission conference for this year?
在这里很清楚地告诉我们说，从耶路撒冷直到地极，是我们今年差传月的主题的一部分。
So part of our theme is, quote, from Jerusalem to the ends of the earth.
那么下面有一句话说 Our part in God's plan for the world, 我们与上帝普世计划的关系。
Was a subtitle, Our Part in God's Plan for the World.
我觉得这是一个很重要的一件事情。
This is a very important
thing. 我们今天认识许多的真理。
We see, we understand much of the truth.
我们听了许许多多的道理。
We have listened to a lot of the preaching.
但是最重要的，这些真理和这些道理跟我们的关系是什么？
Most importantly, how can we be related with such truth?
我们今天把圣经读得很通。
So we have studied the Bible through and through.
我们可以在圣经游戏里面，我们可以得第一名。
We can be a number one in Bible quizzes.
我们今天可以把圣经读得很懂。
We
很懂，很明白。
We can truly understand the word meanings of the Bible.
我们可以做一个神学家。
We can even become a theologian.
但是你把圣经游戏第一名，你变成一个神学家还不够。
But you should go beyond just the head knowledge.
因为神把他的话给我们，有他更高的目的。
Because there is even higher purpose of how, why the world, the Lord will give us His word.
要把我们放在这个我们所认识的真理的里面。
Because we should be embedded into such a truth.
所以我们一直在讲从耶路撒冷到地极。
So we talk about from Jerusalem to the ends of the earth.
那么请问我在哪里呢？
So where am I?
我的教会在哪里呢？
Where is our church?
我们在神的这个计划里面在哪里呢？
What role are we playing in his plan?
所以我看了这个以后，我觉得今天一定要在这里让我们彼此接受这样的提醒。
So we should be reminded, we need to be reminded again.
第二个原因是因为上个礼拜包保罗牧师在这里讲的那篇道。
The second reason is because of the preaching from Reverend Paul Bothwick a week ago.
上个礼拜我相信许多人心里面受很大的激励和提醒。
I think many of you have been reminded and moved by his preaching.
他从以撒迦支派来提醒我们要做一个通达实务的人。
So from the tribe of Issachar, we learned a lesson.
当我上个礼拜在跟他翻译的时候，我说如果这篇道是中国人来讲的话。
And I was pondering over that and said, suppose this preaching was preached by Chinese.
我们一定会说，识时务者为俊杰也。哈，我们一定要鼓励大家做个属灵的俊杰，不是吴俊杰，做属灵的俊杰。
Wise are those who understand his situation, his ages, and we all should be wise.
但是我受感动的是，他不只是讲理论，而且他把今天我们世界、今天这个时代，我们也要做一个通达识务的人，提醒我们。
But he's not only doing that, but he also reminds us how we can become the one who understands.
大家记不记得他提了五点？
Do you remember the 5 points he raised?
我们按次序来哈。第一点，他讲什么呢？这个世界今天所发生的事情里面，第一个是什么？都市化。
The first one is the urbanization.
他特别强调，到公元2000年的时候，全世界的人口有55%是住在都市里面。
He emphasized by the year of 2000, 55% of the people will live in cities.
弟兄姊妹，当他提出这个统计的时候，实在提醒我们，让我们知道不要忽略都市里面福音的工作。
So this is a strong reminder that we should never neglect the work, the evangelism in cities.
那么第二，他提到什么？
The second point was
那个福音未及的民众群体 ，unreached people。
The second point was emphasizing on unreached people.
今天有许许多多的人还在我们福音所能够碰到的范围之外。
Many people are still outside the reachable of the gospel.
那么第三，他提到今天世界上一个很大的需要，就是青少年和儿童的需要。
Thirdly, was youth and the children.
那他提到非洲有两个国家，他们的全国的人口50%是14岁以下的年轻人。
He mentioned two countries in Africa that in those countries greater than 50% of the populations were less than 14 years old.
那么他后来提到第四种是什么呢
？The fourth kind of people
不是在都市里面。
We're not in the city.
不是在遥远的蛮荒的地方。
We're not up in the far distance.
不是在那些青少年和儿童。
May not be among the youth and the children.
很可能就在我们的身旁，那个心灵受伤痛的人。
Perhaps it's a person right next to you, are those who are hurting.
我们今天求主给我们一个属灵的眼光。
So may the Lord give us an eye we can see spiritually.
很多的时候我们缺少这样的眼光。
Very often we lack of such vision.
我们没有办法感觉到在我们旁边的人有许多的眼泪是往里面。
We are insensitive to those surrounding us.
很多时候我们太把自我的需要膨胀化。
And very often we have great to overemphasize our own needs.
我们没有看到在我们四周有许许多多痛苦的心灵。
We could not see the hurting people around us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天这个时代，那个受伤的人是越来越多。
Dear brothers and sisters, there's growing needs.
我们没有看到在我们四周有许许多多痛苦的心灵。
We could not see the hurting people around us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天这个时代，那个受伤的人是越来越多。
Dear brothers and sisters, there's growing population of hurting people.
今天有多少的人是强装笑脸
？How many of you are just pretending or making up a smiling face?
然后他最后他提到 the changing face of Christianity， 在基督教里面一个新的面貌。
And lastly, he's talking about changing the face or flow of a direction of Christianity.
那么换句话说，如果用一句话来讲，将来全世界所谓的第三世界要执这一个宣道的工作的牛耳。
In other words, the so-called third world may become the evangelism exporting world.
他提到一件事情，我相信我们都有印象。
Maybe you all still remember the story he mentioned.
他看见一个黑人，看见他的名字明显的不是在美国的黑人。
He saw an African, and apparently he did not originate from the United States.
那么他一问，那个人是从 Nigeria 来的。
He asked this person. He found this person came from Nigeria.
那么他就问他，你是来这里当学生的吗？
He asked him, "Are you here as a student?"
他说不，我是从 Nigeria 来美国做宣教士。
He said, "No, I came from Nigeria as a missionary."
他就问他，你为什么会跑到美国来做宣教士呢
？He asked him why.
他说我看见你们美国好莱坞所拍的电影，我就知道你们需要福音。
He said, "Through the movies you people make in Hollywood, I understand you need gospel."
上个礼拜我站在他的旁边，这些话对我来讲是一个很深很深的震撼。
Yes, indeed, a lot of his preaching has tremendous impact on me.
弟兄姊妹，我们不需要渡重洋传福音。
Brothers and sisters, we don't have to travel very far to preach gospel.
也许我们今天要过对街去传福音。
All you need to do maybe just cross the street to preach your gospel.
礼拜二晚上在祷告会的时候，我做了这样的一个分享。
And on the last Tuesday night during the prayer meeting, I shared the following message.
很多弟兄姊妹知道，我这个将近50岁，我就觉得身体越来越不行，所以要天天运动。
When I was approaching 50s, I decided to exercise every day.
除了礼拜六、礼拜天以外，礼拜一到礼拜五每天有半个钟头的游泳。
Monday through Friday, I went swimming for half an hour every day.
所以很多人说，哎，李牧师，你五十几岁了，哎，腰杆还蛮直的，大概是游泳的好处，好好游泳。
Swimming had helped me a lot of my health.
每一个礼拜天我去游泳的时候，
礼拜天，
每一天我去游泳的时候。
When I went swimming every day,
我就发现一个差不多跟我同时间去游泳的一个老先生。
I saw an elderly person. He went the same time with me.
那么我这人的个性，不管是熟的、生的，见到人总是会打招呼的。
It is always, I always like to greet people whether I know him or not.
Good morning 也讲了 ，Hi 也讲了，天气好也讲了，通通讲了，他就是不理我。
I have said good morning. I have said hi. I said the weather looks good or looks bad, and he just never respond to me.
那么后来我以为他耳朵重听。
And then I said maybe he couldn't hear very well.
后来我就大声 Hi.
So I raised my voice.
他听见了。
So he heard me.
他看看我不理我。
He still did not respond to me.
后来我就说我已经尽责任了，你不理我是你的事，所以我以后见到他也不理他。
So I said to myself, I've done my part, and so I ignored him myself too.
但有一天我跟他在同一条 lane 游泳的时候。
So one day I was swimming with him in the same lane.
因为他游得很慢。
He was a slow swimmer.
所以我常常要超车，要超过他。
So I had to pass him.
那每一次超过他，我就想到这个老先生。
So every time when I pass him, I think of him.
我说他为什么那么傲慢不理我？
Why was he always so arrogant and ignoring me?
我突然有个感觉。
Suddenly, it came to my mind.
这个老先生大概心里面有许多的重担和痛苦。
Maybe his mind is heavily burdened.
后来有一天，游完泳以后。
One day after swimming.
在那个 bench, 在那个长椅子上，我们正在换衣服。
As we were changing along the bench.
我就跑过去跟他讲话。
So I approached him to talk to him.
那我也。不是用很大的声音，我就跟他就谈起来。
So I struck a conversation with him.
我们谈的不多。
And we didn't talk too much.
但是我知道这是个好的开始。
But I knew it was a good beginning.
我相信以后我会有机会跟他介绍耶稣基督。
So I believe I will have opportunity to introduce Jesus to him.
弟兄姊妹，今天在我们四周有很多的白种人需要福音。
Dear brothers and sisters, even Caucasians around us, they need gospel.
你说我的语言不行。
So maybe I'm not so fluent in English.
但是起码我们一些简单的爱的表示可以让他感受得到。
But we should be able to express the Lord's love to them.
所以我从上个礼拜的那篇信息以后。
So from the message from a week ago.
那我就深深的有一个感动，我要好好的把这一个月的拆船月的主题跟我们结合在一起。
So I was deeply convicted that I want to marry the theme of this mission month.
请我们看六十七篇第一节第二节。
So let's turn to the first two verses.
神赐恩的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of His blessing?
如果第一节是神的恩典的话，
If the first verse is His blessing,
那么第二节就给我们看见神恩典的目的。
And the second verse tells us the purpose of His blessing.
因为很明显，这里有好教这两个字，就是讲到它的原因。
So it says that then will be known to the earth.
上帝怜悯我们，上帝赐福我们，上帝用脸光照我们，有一个目的。
The purpose of His graciousness to us, His blessing to us, and His face shine upon us.
这个目的是让世界得知神的道路，叫万国得知神的救恩。
Therefore, the Lord's way may be known on earth.And the Lord's salvation will be among all nations.
弟兄姊妹，在当年犹太人看见这两节圣经是不可思议的。
You should realize when Jewish people saw these two verses, it's beyond their understanding.
因为这些犹太人一直就认为，从上帝的恩典来讲，他们是独恩天下的。
Jewish always regard the Lord will be their only Lord.
只有他们可以享受神的恩典。
Only they could enjoy the blessing from the Lord.
那些非犹太人，那些外邦人是没有资格享受神的恩典。
All the Gentiles were unworthy and cannot enjoy the Lord's blessing.
请记得这篇诗篇是在旧约的时代。
Please remember Psalm 67 was in the Old Testament.
神告诉我们说，他的道路是给普世的。
Here clearly says His ways will be made known to the whole world.
他的救恩是为万国的。
His salvation is for all the nations.
从旧约一直到使徒行传。
From the Old Testament all the way through Acts.
我们看见犹太人信了主，建立了教会。
We see how the Jewish believed in the Lord and established their church.
他们还不能接待外邦人。
And even those Christian Jews,
排斥外邦人。
They could not accept the foreigner.
他们把外邦人放在神恩典的门外。
They still expelled the foreigners to outside the door of the blessing.
在使徒行传里面，我们一而再、再而三看见神提醒他们要往外邦人当日传福音。
Repetitively, we see repeatedly how the Lord had reminded them to preach the gospel to Gentiles.
耶稣离开他们最后一句话也是这句话。
The very last word from Jesus was the same.
圣灵降临在你们。身上你们就必得着能力，要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
So the Holy Spirit will give you power, so you can preach the gospel from Jerusalem, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
耶路撒冷的教会没有动静。
There was no response from the church in Jerusalem.
但是神的目的、神的计划要达到。
But the Lord's plan and Lord's goal must be reached.
神用什么方式来让他们达成这样的目的呢？
So what did the Lord do to make them to reach the goal?
非常稀奇。
It's very wonderful.
我们再一次看见上帝 的智慧。
So once again we see his wisdom.
借着这一个环境而带来的压力，政治带来的逼迫，把他们带到外面去。
Because of the persecutions, because of the pressures from the surrounding, they moved outward.
弟兄姊妹，我已经很久没有讲这句话。
And I have not mentioned this for quite some time.
我们中国人说，我们不吃敬酒的时候要吃罚酒。
The Chinese often says, if you are too polite to him and you may not accept, it's only when you're stern on him and he will bow.
很多时候，我们在神给我们的恩典的里面，我们反而在神的面前随便放肆。
Very often we become a neglect in his blessing.
有的时候神爱我们，爱到一个地步，他把罚酒临到我们。
So when the Lord loves us so much, he will start to punish us.
我们都不希望我们所爱的人被神拿回去。
We do not want it, for those who we love to be taken away from us.
但是我们听过许多这样的见证，神把他宝贝的儿子女儿拿走，结果反而在神的面前，他懂得怎么样更多的爱他，忠心的侍奉他。
But very often we hear the testimony when how when the Lord had removed someone we loved from us, and we become more the vessel for him.
在我母亲去世的前三个月
3 months before my mother passed away,
师母跟我们有机会在她的病床边，在医院里面伺候她。
My wife and I had much opportunity to serve her at her hospital bed.
常常晚上我们睡在她的床边，一个床跟沙发上，我们在那里守夜照顾她。
We slept by her bedside as well.
那么在半夜的时候，护士会进来两三遍来照顾，来看看我母亲。
In the midnight, the nurse may pass around and look around to see if there's any needs.
那么一次进来，我就问那个护士：“你们要来查什么？要来看什么？”
One time, I asked her, "What are you here for? What are you looking for?"
人家说久病成良医啊，我这个妈妈病久了，我也慢慢对医学也有一点尝试。
Because I was staying in the hospital for those time, and eventually I get to know the routines.
每一个护士都说同样一句话。
But all the nurses will have the same response.
他们说我们来 check Mrs. Lee 的 vital sign.
They all said we're here to check Mrs. Lee's vital sign.
那么我就不知道 vital sign 应该怎么样翻中文。
生命气息。
生命气息。后来我就问我们中间有学医的，我说 vital sign 在中文叫什么？
So I asked some of the physicians we have here, and how do we translate vital signs into Chinese?
那么我们中间有位说，哎，他去找找这个中英对照的医学名词。他说啊 ，vital sign 叫做紧要真相。
Vital signs means vital signs.
换句话说，几样事情。
They were looking for a few signs.
看他的呼吸
，breathing.
看他的体温
，temperature.
看他的血压
，blood pressure.
心跳和脉搏，看他的脉搏。
Pulse.
一直到我母亲离开这个世界的前两天
，It's all the way until about a couple of days before, she passed away.
每一次护士都说：“哎呀 ，Mrs. Lee 的 vital sign 都很好。
”And every time the nurse said her vital signs were fine, were good.
每一次问，每一次听护士讲，这个 vital sign 这两字就进到我的头脑里面。
So I heard it so much, so these two words are implanted in my brain.
有一天我在祷告的。
One day in my prayer,
突然 vital sign 跑出来。
Suddenly the words vital sign appeared.
我说主啊，我们教会的 vital sign 到底怎么样？
So I asked the Lord, how are the vital signs of our church?
从外表看，也许跟我母亲一样，好像什么都很正常。
Perhaps outwardly everything looked normal.
但是在他离开的前两天 ，vital sign 都还好。但是突然急转之下，在最后两天就离开我们。
It was only the matter of a couple of days, the vital signs were turning downward.
因为我发现有许多的 vital sign 没有办法把里面真正的问题给找出来。
Because a lot of times those signs, those vital signs, are not indicative of what happened.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们教会的那一个在 vital sign 下面看不出来的那个毛病是什么？
So what are the problems perhaps being hidden away from the vital sign in our church?
我十分的相信神爱我。
I'm deeply believing that the Lord loves us.
我十分相信神借着这一个月在拆船的事工的提醒上面，会让我们每一个弟兄姊妹在主的面前蒙恩。
I firmly believe in this mission month, we all will receive the Lord's blessing.
各位知道在 Atlanta 有这个 Coca-Cola 的总部。
You know the Coca-Cola headquarters is in Atlanta.
当然最近三个月因为母亲的病我没有机会去看，不过两年前我曾经到 Atlanta 去参观过 Coca-Cola 的总部。
I had a chance to visit the headquarters 2 years ago.
我想每一个去参观过 Coca-Cola 总部的人都不会忘记这件事情。
And any one of you who had visited will probably always remember.
他们有一个口号。
It has a slogan.
跟我们一样 AD 2000年。
And 2000 years AD.
他说他们要达到全世界人手一瓶 Coca-Cola.
Their goal is to every individual will hold a Coca-Cola can.
我佩服他们，也非常的惭愧。
I indeed admire their goal, but then also reflect on examining myself.
我们今天有没有像人家做生意、做买卖的人有这样一个意向和负担
？Do we have the same vision and the burden like the business people?
让我们向神说。
Let us.Speak to the Lord.
在我四周的人希望到公元两千年每一个人都有机会听过耶稣。
So that any person, all the people that are around us will have a chance to listen to the gospel.
你不在耶路撒冷做见证，你不要想到地级去为主做见证。
If you do not preach in Jerusalem, you can forget about to the ends of the earth.
让我们一起来为我们这个月的财神月祷告。
So let us all join us with a prayer.For this mission.
我们一起唱336首。
336.